And we're here on RBN, and we are going to go to another segment right now at 9 o'clock. And, again, let's go back to the judicial system, the nightmare that's going on, the nightmare before us and before and after us. The nightmare has been going on for a long time, and it's gone out of control. We're talking about now in Illinois. We're going to just cover Illinois. There's going to be so much stories. One of the huge amounts of situations that are going on with these judicial systems that are really bad is Missouri, and then down here in New Orleans, and the things that are going on in DuPage County, Lake County. Folks are contacting me about the things that are going on in these courts that you would not believe. How the police pick out and choose what people they're going to do things to. And then after they do these things to folks, guess what? They go through a nightmare in a court system that is outrageous. Little tiny cases become things that are outrageously fined for no reason. Huge amounts of money are put on guys that just are making just enough money just to make ends meet because they have blown the whistle. They spoke out too much. They are involved in the community. That's got to stop in this presidential election. We're going to talk to our next guest. His name is Dan Bender, and he is in Illinois, and he has some information, some cases that we need to hear about, and it's everywhere, all over the place. But let's focus in on these cases that we're talking about today that are excessive in fines and fees for little or nothing. Dan, are you there? And welcome to the Dan Burley Show.
Hi, Dan. I'm here. What case do you want me to talk about? We could talk for days, as you know.
Well, let's go over that one with the guy that was rollerblading. That's a good one. Explain to the listeners about the rollerblade situation. I think that's the one we should begin with.
Well, yeah, this case just shows you how anyone could be charged basically with anything, depending on who the police like and who they don't like, whether you're a property owner in their little district or you're a visitor. And a friend of mine, he likes to rollerblade. And he gets exercise that way, and it's he just enjoys it. But he looks for new places to rollerblade. And rollerblading requires a very smooth surface. So he's always looking for smooth pavement, newly paved or newly repaved streets are excellent. And he found one up in a northern suburb of Chicago. And it was kind of a dead-end street, but it really wasn't. It was on one side of the street, there's an open field with high-tension power lines, and the other side of the street, there are houses. And this little stretch that he was roller skating on one night was about two blocks long. And he was there roller skating for about half hour, 45 minutes or so. And all of a sudden, the police show up. And they asked him the usual, well, what are you doing here? And he said, well, can't you tell? And
Had to stop. It was on the break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue with Dan's story. And just hear this out. This is crazy. And I've got to share some more with you with Dan. We'll be right back after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
Come on. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. And I'm here with my special guest, Dan Bender. And he's talking about something, and it's a crazy story. And you ended up talking about this area that he went and wanted to rollerblade on, and he said the police showed up. So what else happened here, Dan?
Well, I should mention that Chris, my friend, the rollerblader, and I have been litigating in numerous cases for a number of years. So this is not a new experience for us. We're kind of savvy. And Chris told the police officers, he gave him his name and date of birth, which we feel you're required to do in Illinois, and told them that he had a right to be doing what he was doing. Well, after about 3 or 4 minutes, they just left. The police left. And Chris noticed the street. There's a curb on this street, and then there's about 10 feet, and then this gentleman, the homeowner, has a like a fortress. He's got fencing, 6-foot wooden fencing and 4-foot chain link fence all around his property that's separated by about 10 feet from the curb. And Chris looked up there and saw this gentleman, and Chris said, did you call the police? And the guy said, well, yeah, I sure did. And Chris said, well, why did you do that? And the homeowner said, well, because we have a lot of gang activity in this area. And Chris said, when was the last time you saw a 50-year-old white guy on roller skates that was involved in gang activity? And the guy got mad, and Chris continued roller skating. And about,
you sure that's not my area?
Pardon me?
Go on. I said, are you sure that's not my area?
Your area? No, not at all.
Sounds like this is a whole tale from Mal. I had never heard anything like this. So, Mal, this guy on rollerblades is a gang member.
Yeah, well, that was the insinuation of this, to be kind, nimble-brained, paranoid property owner who would call the police because somebody was rollerblading up and down the street that was adjacent to his house. I mean, this guy, not only does he have the fencing, he also has motion-sensing lights, and he's got like a fortress, you know, which in a way you can't blame him these days. But anyway, he called the police because he was afraid that Chris was rollerblading. Well, after Chris confronted him the way he did, which was not very confrontational at all, about 2 minutes later, the police showed back up, and they immediately arrested Chris, immediately. Never, didn't even talk to the homeowner, just immediately arrested Chris. And Chris asked them over and over again, what are you arresting me for? And they basically said, don't worry about it, we'll come up with something. And from papers that we've obtained, they went through quite an ordeal to get find a charge that they can they could put on Chris. They had the homeowner sign a complaint that Chris came onto his property for a lewd purpose, which is disorderly conduct. One way you can have disorderly conduct in the state of Illinois. Assault. They had the homeowner sign an assault complaint that Chris assaulted the homeowner. And eventually...
and failing to give information to jail.
Oh, of course, yeah. Then when you go to jail, you don't give them enough information, and that's another charge. But that's obstructing a police officer in the performance of his duty. Anything you do that the police officer doesn't like, that's going to be obstructing the police officer in the performance of his duty. Eventually, the two charges they came up with were criminal trespass to property and disorderly conduct. Just plain old disorderly conduct that you cause somebody to be frightened or disturbed or something like that. So in the court proceedings, we played a tactic that we haven't done too much. We asked the court to provide Chris a effective counsel, effective assistance of counsel. It's good to keep in mind that the Constitution does not entitle you to a lawyer or an attorney. That's what the judge will tell you. You're entitled to a lawyer or you're entitled to an attorney. It's not what the Constitution says, and it's not the way the Supreme Court has interpreted the Constitution. You're entitled to the assistance of counsel. And the Supreme Court has interpreted that to mean effective assistance of counsel, which means you're entitled definitely to more than just a warm body with a detectable heartbeat. And that's what you generally will get. I mean, when you get an attorney, you'll be lucky to get more than someone who is breathing and has a detectable heartbeat. As we know from the cases in Illinois, which our former Governor George Ryan, when he left office, pardoned a number of people that had ended up on death row, convicted of capital crimes and ended up on death row because they basically got a $500 defense. They got someone who was not interested at all in providing a defense and just showing up and asking a few questions. So we played this game with the court. Of course, no one the court assigned would have been satisfactory. I mean, and really not satisfactory, and we know there's no way you can get an effective assistance of counsel in these courts.
Well, you can't because of the fact that they already got paid. It's like giving somebody a rare steak and you've just been drooling over it and you ate it. They got their check already. So So you think they're going to really go out and work? They don't have any money for any investigation tool. So he just has a body in there, and they don't even have that many bodies in the office to actually handle the case matters or the caseload that is in these courts. I used to work in the courts. So the thing is that you have a body of people that work in judicially within the judicial system, and they basically don't care. And even if they did care at one point, they got to the point where they already have tried every possible way to get a win in the case, and they don't have the tools. They don't have the money for investigation. They don't have the staff to do what they need to do. And it's just like giving pennies away, and you have nothing to protect yourself with. I didn't mean to stop you, Dan, but go on. This is a very important story because, folks, you got to hear this because this is going on all over the country right now while these judges are asking for more money. And just listen to this. Hear this out. Dan, please go on.
Well, what Chris and I determined a number of years ago, that although there's a number of crimes that have different names, like in this case we had disorderly conduct and criminal trespass, and you might have battery, and then you have obstructing a police officer, and on and on and on with these charges that have different names. But really, there is only one charge anymore in our system, and that is it. I-T. It. You did it. You did something that the police officer didn't like. You did something that the state's attorney didn't like.
It with no description. It. It sounds like a monster from beyond space. It.
It. Yeah. Well, you did it. And
go on.
What they want you to do, they want to get you in there, and you're scared. Of course, everybody's scared, and they got a criminal charge, and they don't know what to do. And even though we've been through it a number of times in various ways, civil and criminal, that you still really don't know what to do because you don't know what they're going to pull off. But I wanted to say, too, Chris actually did have a good public defender. He went in for an interview, and you'll get some young person just out of law school, and they're all gung-ho, and they really think that all this stuff they learned in law school is actually going to be applied in the courts, and they really want to do something to make the law better. And he had someone initially that was couldn't believe what was going on.
Well, that's in the beginning, because in the beginning process, they get in there and they go to law school and they come out and, you got the arm of the law, and you think you're going to be able to do something and get in there, and you don't have anybody assigned that does investigation. You don't have the finances to do that. You have how many thousands and thousands of cases before you? And the thing is that there's only a few that are available. Juvenile court is outrageous. And DuPage County, they only had a few people handling juvenile cases. The one guy I knew that was in there was trying to do something. He was like the head of this thing, and he had gone away on vacation. When he went away on vacation, it was just a horrible situation over there. And the same thing in all these counties. They don't put a whole lot of money in it, and not everybody gets appointed a lawyer. And like you said, it's not a matter of law. It's as they see fit, if they decide to give you an attorney. And even if you get an attorney, that doesn't mean anything. Because it's all up to the judge and his discretionary rule of what is going to be the outcome. Now, in the case of Chris, now, tell the audience here, what was the original fine, and was he locked up for roller skating?
Yeah, he was locked up. But they were actually good about that, and I don't know how many hours. It wasn't too many hours when the shift changed, and the lieutenant, whoever it was on the next shift, allowed him to sign a personal recognizance bond. So he didn't have to come up with any money to get relief.
Okay, so the first time he came out, he was on an I bond, that's what that's called. And we're going to talk about this when we come back. You're going to hear this story. It's really weird. We'll be right back. But this calm is like all over. We'll be right back, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
On Late Night with BN. And folks, I want to remind you of something, and I am very sorry to one of my listeners that had sent me some material. I was trying to print it out earlier, and I didn't get all of it. But I'm going to tell you, tomorrow, and on January 6th in New Hampshire, there's going to be a caucus going on in regards to Ron Paul. Ron Paul on the 6th in New Hampshire. Please go onto the Ron Paul site on the Internet. Just Google his name, Ron Paul for President. Call them up and make sure that you go to that caucus, because it's important that we basically come together and watch and talk to the candidates and let them know exactly what we are seeking in this next election. And support the candidates of choice. So now I'm going back to Dan. Dan, you got it?
Dan, there's a couple things I want the listeners to know that we're going through our heads, things that we know very well. First of all, you cannot be prosecuted. No one in this country can be prosecuted under our Constitution for something that you have a legal right to do. That is, for example, to make it absurd, you could not be charged and prosecuted for breathing. You have a right to breathe. And for those who have studied the Constitution, have studied...
Well, so they claim, they say we have the right to breathe, and so they claim we have right to water, but that's going away as we speak. But go ahead.
Well, you're right. I mean, we know that our rights are being taken away from us as we speak, and Ron Paul has acknowledged this on television. I saw him just the other day. Let's face it, I mean, our George Bush was probably more right than not when he said the Constitution is nothing more than a GD piece of paper. You know, that's... But anyway, we're going to operate in this system because the system has to at least make it look like there's some justice, and otherwise people will become disenchanted and start rebelling and rioting, and which is going to happen probably anyway. But you cannot be charged with something that you have a legal right to do. You can't be charged with exercising a constitutional right either. Chris, in this case, had a legal right to do what he was doing. He was on the public way. He was on a public street. And he was involved in a lawful activity, roller skating. And there's no laws against that. There's no ordinances against that. He had a legal right to do that. The other thing that we know is when we talk about being charged with it, that's really what he was charged with. He was charged with, they didn't like what he was doing. The homeowner didn't like what Chris was doing. And the police came and took the side of the homeowner, and they're going to defend the guy that pays their salary, supposedly. So we know that there's two major defects in this case from the very beginning. Number one, it's a Chris is being charged with doing what he has a right to do, and that is called a vindictive prosecution. Vindictive. That's the words used by the United States Supreme Court. Also, the charging instrument, the instrument that actually, the information that was actually charging the crime does not state an offense. And they've dumbed down this pleading requirement so much that it's pretty much to the point where the state's attorney, all he really has to say is he did it. He did something, and we're going to bring him in, and we're going to have a trial. We're going to have a trial on, and we don't even know what we're going to have a trial on, but we're going to have a trial, and we're going to convict him. You know, we're going to convict him because we're going to, if he has a judge trial, he's definitely going to get convicted. Except there are some good judges out there too. I don't want to make it sound so. We can talk about good judges too. Won't be able
yeah,
to.
There, there, there are some really good judges out there, but you know the thing is that you know when you get in a huge vat of rotten apples, it's very dangerous for those good judges. And the thing is, you know, in your case, this situation with Frank Chris, tell the audience how it went from an I-bond to $25,000.
Okay, well, we'll get to that, I hope, pretty shortly. But Chris, we knew this from the beginning, and the initial contact Chris had with the public defender's office, he had a very good young public defender, and she was just horrified that something like this could happen. She said, I just can't imagine. And she was all gung-ho about conducting a defense on this case, proper defense. Well, the problem is that then when Chris got back into the courtroom the next time, she was nowhere to be found. And instead he had somebody that could give just didn't care at all about conducting a defense, that you're in the grinder now. You know, I mean, this is we know that probably the biggest growth industry, if there is any growth industry in this country anymore, is the criminal justice system. Jails. They're building jails. They've been building jails. We have more people incarcerated in this country than they have any other place in the world. And it's a big business. It's money. It's big business. So anyway, eventually there was a conflict between Chris and the public defender's office. And the public defender claimed there was a conflict going on between Chris and the public defender's office. So the public defender asked to be discharged from the case, and the judge just...
Wait, I have to stop you. We're going to break. We'll be right back up with Dan and... the story that's going on out here. And just think about this. Don't go out rollerblading. Let's get worse than that. We're going to talk more when we be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. And go to my blogger, which is justiceradio.webpaint.com, or go to integritynews.webpaint.com, or conspiracyradio.webpaint.com. You'll find a lot of information out there. And then also, it's very, very important, listeners, very important, that we start supporting this radio broadcast. RBN, we need to, support our commercials that are on this broadcast. We need to support with dollars, RBN. We need to help out the broadcasters, the hosts, in order for us to continue to do what we're trying to do, which is to save the Patriot community and also provide the information to the public of the real things that are going down on the ground with real people and what needs to be looked into. We can't do it without your help. And we're going to talk about that at the end in regards to the presidential candidates, because I'm going to explain why we went through almost close to 8 years of pure hell. And we need to reevaluate the way we think in 2008. We got time. If we don't do it, it's going to be too late. Now, in between, I'm going to stop just 1 minute, Dan, to explain some things. Down in Grove, Illinois, is where I live. And Dan is talking about towns in other areas. I've had calls go on in these various areas, like Woodridge, in Downers Grove. A woman called me up telling me she lives in Downers Grove and had been in a home for I don't know how long, and she said that she called the police about a neighbor that had been harassing her, continuously pouring the chemicals all over her home, trying to move her out, and then anyway, she called the police too often, and they picked her up to have her mentally evaluated, because she was calling them too much, and she was a pain, and because they did not feel they wanted to investigate the next-door neighbor that was causing her harassment. Then in Woodridge, there was a woman that was in Woodridge living in her house, and there was allegedly a gas leak. She leaves. She doesn't know anything about it. She comes back. All her possessions are gone. The whole place was vacated, and there was a sign on the door from the landlord saying that you are no longer wanted here, and basically she tried to put a key in the door and change the lock, and she called the Woodridge Police Department, and the Woodridge Police turned around and told them that she was that there was nothing they could do, that it was okay, and the landlord could do whatever he wanted when there is a law on the books that was an illegal eviction, because there has to be a sheriff at there with an order from the judge. And that order of the judge is only on the basis that you have expired all your opportunity to go back before a judge for another hearing. That was not in this case. This woman's rent was paid on time, and she doesn't know where her possessions are right now. You have a situation I just went through the other day in Downey Grove. A 17-year-old in my home. There's noise in the background. I don't know who got that noise back there. I got background noise, too, but it's scraping. There was a 17-year-old that was in my house, and she's been babysitting. And she got mad about 3-4 weeks ago, close to a month, went downstairs, and was talking to somebody on the phone, and the door got slammed, and there's glass, which is just a small piece of glass, less than, 12 inches by probably 8 inches, not all the way down to the ground. Anyway, that got broken. And that happened about 4 weeks ago. And the police were called. She cut her toe. And anyway, just the other day, it came in. The police came in after a month. This was a month ago. No paperwork, no document of a citation or nothing. There was no warrant because I checked in DuPage County. No warrant entered, and I talked to somebody in the sheriff's warrant department. They went through the computer. There was nothing there. I checked through other sources. Nothing there. They came in and handcuffed her, dragged her out of the house, screaming, and charged her. There was an ordinance in this area. It's $25 to $75. They charged her almost $600 in fine. They came back and told me it was a state law, and I told them the state statute and also the Downers Grove statute. There was nothing in there about arrest and a $500, $600 fine. This is the second time this has occurred. Same amount, $600 each time. They took her away. They didn't even call anybody to see if they could bond her out. They didn't even read her rights. They just dragged her out of the house. And then when they dragged her out of the house, I asked them if they had a warrant. And they said, oh, yeah, we got it. I said, can we see it? And they wouldn't hand us nothing at all. She was 17. She had a right to have a parent there or someone call. Nobody did anything. It was illegal arrest. They took her in. I went over there, and I gave them a 24-hour notice that I'm going to sue them. Because they came to my home, and they had no warrant, and they had no right to do what they did. Again, victim. Dan's friend, victim. Victims all over the place. You got people even in other states complaining about going into courtrooms where they go in there and just on a simple matter, huge fees and fines for nothing. They're taking people's cars and pounding parking cars in lots. They used to do this when I was working in some of these courts. There's a thing that the police would do was work with a certain lot in the area, and they would drag people's cars off the street for little or nothing. They say that your headlight, the main thing out here is plate light out. The plate light out is enough for them to stop you. If you have darkened windows, they have like 90 million cars out here with more darkened windows, they'll stop. But anything that they can equate to go after your particular vehicle, if they decide to citate you, either you're a stranger to the community or problematic to the community, and that's when they ticket you to death and suspend your plate so you don't have any right to drive or any privileges at all, and you have to pay. This is the type of thing that they do in those towns you used to hear back in the old days. You know, don't drive through some southern town because that's where the Officer Bubba was waiting on the side of the road to get you. So we're looking at Officer Bubba all over the place, setting up a situation to get us, and we're paying Officer Bubba, the clerk, the court, the judge, and all these people their salaries, and we are being tortured by people that are supposed to represent us. They're getting paid through us. Our money is going to us and to them, and they're our employees. And they come back and misinterpretate the law and use it directly against you to incarcerate and steal your money and life. And I'm going to end off there, and Dan, please continue, because, again, you know, this guy that was rollerblading, it ended up when he went into court, and I wanted to go to that level. He went to court, and the judge, because we're going to be running out of time soon, the judge got to a $25,000 bond. Why? How did that happen?
A little bit later, this conflict developed between Chris and the public offender's office, public defender's office. The conflict was actually over the fact that the charging instruments did not state an offense, which is very important because if the charging instrument doesn't state an offense, the court doesn't even get jurisdiction in the state of Illinois. That's a jurisdictional matter. And it's also important to challenge the validity of the charging instrument because the state is held to a very high standard in the trial court when you challenge that. You can challenge it for the first time on appeal, but then there's a much lower standard that the appellate court goes by. So it's very important to challenge the substance of the charging instrument, that it states an offense. And, of course, the other thing is Chris is being charged vindictively for something that he had a right to do. So when Chris insisted that the public defender file these motions, the public defender said, I will not file those motions. I will not file any motions. Matter of fact, I won't do anything. You just come in and you either accept some plea bargain or go to trial and get convicted. He didn't say get convicted, but we know that's what would happen. So the judge, with none of these facts before the judge, the public defender just came in and said, there's a conflict and I want to withdraw. And the judge says, fine, and let him withdraw. And then the judge appointed a pro bono attorney. Well, it turned out the first pro bono attorney, he had a conflict because he prosecuted parking tickets in that municipality, so he got let off. Then the judge assigned another pro bono attorney, and she wasn't going to file any motions either, and even sent a letter saying that she was not going to file any motions. In other words, she wasn't going to do anything. Just show up, a warm body, with a detectable heartbeat. And she told Chris, either you plead guilty or you go to trial. That's all that, as far as I'm concerned, that's what it gets down to.
So how many times has he been in court so far?
In this particular case?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 12.
12 times. And listen to me on this. I've worked in the court system. You know how much money that is, folks, out of your pocket for somebody to show up 12 times in court? You know how much tax dollars you're utilizing for somebody to come to court 12 times? I mean, you think about the trees that lost their wives and the amount of paper that has to be generated for coming to court for 12 times because some a landlord or a property owner or whatever sat there and decided they didn't like him rollerblading because he looks like a gang member. You know, this is the mentality that is out here that needs to stop. Because, see, that guy that's sitting in that house with that little fortress around, you know, his property tax is going up because of stupidness. And it's stupid to do things like that. And it's stupid that the judges are allowing the police, which is the arms and legs of the law, to operate like that. Because, again, we're supposed to be allegedly in a heightened level of emergency with terrorism. So the police are stopping people rollerblading. They go after a 17-year-old girl that's asleep and take her out of the house after 1 month. And, you know, they didn't arrest her the day it happened. They come in here a month later without a warrant, without any paper, no justification, nothing, and then created paperwork later and probably falsified documents later on because, see, I called. I checked, and the people that work there have no reason to lie because they have a fiduciary bond to work in these clerks and in the police department to do a sworn duty. Sworn. They're sworn in. They take an oath of office to come in to work in these offices. So when I called there, there was nothing in the computer, and they knew the person's name because they read the person's name out to me. It was no warrant. But they came in my house and disrupted me. And then they allowed the person that did this, another person to do the same thing that was a male that was down in another unit that broke the mailbox, my mailbox, by the way, and caused the door to break off. Another door fell out the back of the place. And I mean, what kind of people? What kind of people? And they're running towns and areas that they have homes of $300,000 to $400,000 out here where I live. And Lake County isn't cheap, and none of these counties. And the thing is that there was a woman, Sheila Mannix, she came on my show, and she was talking about the nightmare in family court. Another man wrote to me and told me he's in family court right now trying to get child support for his child that he's got custody of, and he's going through hell right now in DuPage County Court because, again, it goes on and on and on because nobody's watching the hen house. They're doing anything they want. And it won't stop until we start impeaching judges and finding out these law enforcement officers are doing the wrong thing and putting our foot down and saying, hey, it's going to stop here. George Bush, our president, says there's a heightened level of emergency through terrorism. I took a situation of 52 megatons of meth to all these officers out here supposed to investigate. And they told me they'll investigate, and the guy was only serving 2 years in jail. That's all he was in, 2 years in jail, bringing all this in regards to Al-Qaeda cell. 2 years. And then the guy on speed got a little bag of weed, 35 years. Guy over here, Rick Chris, didn't even have anything to stand out. He's a gang member, $25,000. $500, $600 for whatever they want to do. But are they interested in real terror and people out there that need to be locked up? Are they actually interested in protecting and serving the peace of the people in the community? Are they looking into facts? I was out here today filming and watching one cop car down the street, a van hiding out in a quiet plant. I got a picture of that. Went around the corner watching the house because I made it stink over here. You know, and the thing is, they can do things to people and make them disappear because, again, you're not supposed to talk about that. You're supposed to accept people that you're paying a check to abuse you in a system that you're going to go and vote for another president to be the president of the United States to represent. And we need to stop it. Chris, you want to say, I'm sorry, I'm really emotional about this because this thing is going on and this is the most core of the evil is coming out of the justice system. Are you agreeable on that, that the justice system needs to be corrected?
Well, I think the justice, so-called justice system is in shambles. And the thing I wonder about sometimes is why we even bother going to it. But I want people to realize that there still are remedies, and we'll hopefully get the chance to talk about remedies, because as dismal as it is, we have to not just feel that there's nothing we can do about it. Unfortunately, there's so few people that do anything about it. If you decide to step out and step up and do something about it, you are going to take the full blast. And Chris is going to take the full blast. He's already, we're going to talk hopefully about how the judge held him in contempt and sentenced him to jail, and then eventually maneuvered around to get his bond raised from an I bond to a $25,000 bond. And we need to get to that. But I want to say that I want to talk about remedies too, and what we're going to be doing. This is really a piddly case. It should be anyway. It should be. It's a nothing case, really. But nevertheless, a case like this has the ability to destroy someone's life. The penalties here can be up to a year in jail, $25,000 fine. Imagine being taken out of circulation for and in jail for a month or two.
Well, and there was just a guy. There was a mortgage guy. I was talking to him in Wheaton, DuPage County. He was going to jail because he allegedly had one DUI. They took his car. They said served 3 years in jail. You know, and it wasn't even, they didn't even take a breathalyzer test. This is the stuff that's going on. We'll be right back at this break. 813-9443.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, we're coming up to almost the end of the last hour, and we're here with Dan, and we're talking about the crazy things that happened with folks in the judicial system. And I wanted to go right into the solutions now because, again, you know, there's a huge amount of malfeasance in the law and injustice all across this country right now. And people are losing their homes, the foreclosure, there's improper cases being filed, the information not being heard, lack of due process of law, et cetera, going on. And, again, I'm a former deputy clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County. In fact, I worked in three different circuits in Cook County in various divisions. And I worked in one of the largest law firms, in fact, two of them out here, and worked for a number of lawyers that were really well-known. But the whole issue is that in my endeavor of seeing what's going on, we have situations of corruption with the UAL employees, United Airline workers. They had a situation of alleged malfeasance in bankruptcy court. There's things going on in family court. There's things that are happening with people that have scores of cases of elderly abuse in probate court where they don't even have transcribers anymore. And the thing is that this is going on because we're not backdooring and watching what's going on in these courts. And the only way I'm going to say what I feel needs to be done, and then Dan, you can, you know, chime in and what you see from your aspect. But we have to take a more of a responsibility, folks, to watch these judges and the police. If it takes you to pull out your camera phone, start filming. If it takes you to bring it up on different sites on the internet, start filming and uploading it on. If it's a situation you have to tape record, do what you have to do. If it takes you to taking information and evidence and putting it out and sharing it with other people, because the more evidence we have of these things that are going on corrupt, the more we can do something to stop it. I mean, collectively, we have to be responsible because these people are employees. And then in addition to this, after we start doing this, then we need to start impeaching and removing people from office. And it's not that difficult to do if we come in a herd. Not one, two. But if we start going in and knowing that one person is being victimized in one court, then, again, all of us need to be there at that one court, either in body or making telephone calls to that court, letting them know that we're watching. On the back door on my end, I'm going to provide the media. Call me, send me briefs or whatever, and then what I'm going to do is report it and give the numbers out so people can call to protect you. We need to start having each other's back. This is the reason why these things happen. They know they didn't get away with these things because one guy goes into court, one guy comes in there, they got things in there, can't bring camera phones, can't bring tape recording things, and why is that? They're watching and taping you. So you should have the same right because by law they can say to you this. They said that you, we are recording you. You, when you step in the police department, they're recording you. When you step into the police department, they got camera watching you. When you go in the court, they're recording and they're taping everything you say and do. But the whole thing is that, can you have that right? And why shouldn't you have that right if you're paying them salary? The right should go to both individuals, not to just one side. And then when we have enough information and case material together, then we need to go to legislators and go in to try to change the laws to make this thing work for the people, not just them. Now, we're going to be back after this break. We're going to defer the top of the next hour. And we're going to bring Dan in with his solution. And then we're going to start talking about the presidential campaign. We'll be right back.
With recent